Blog Talk Radio.
It's time. It's time to learn about the music industry from the inside out. Welcome. Welcome to Hip Hop National Radio.
Hip Hop National Radio.
Yeah, y'all know what it is.
Get ready to hear today's newest stars of hip hop, rock, pop, R&B, gospel, and more.
That's it.
Welcome to the Ministry of Motivation. You're listening to this show through Hip Hop National Radio. I'm your host, John Lowe. This program will not be about the typical church-going people or the people who have stopped going to church. When you talk about religious or politics, you usually put a division line between the people. I'm just an ordinary guy, just want to help people with the aid of the Bible to have a more balanced life. This show is about ordinary people and ordinary pain, not the kind you see on television like the wife of Atlanta or basketball wife. I'm trying not to put a division line among the people, but to unite all people. I just want you to know that I walk this path with you, not as a leader, but as a companion and a friend. Topic of the show is not all heroes wear capes. And we're going to come from Proverbs chapter 22 and verse 1. But after these breaks, we'll be right back with the Ministry of Motivation. Listen to this show through Hip Hop National Radio. I am your host, John Lowe.
Goes through, bills running over, and I'm tired of going through. I can't explain this feeling. I've been struggling hard, I'm all working, no pay. Fall to my knees and fold my hands up for a brighter day. Look down and please see about me. Know your tears fall like rain. Just gotta know it's gonna be okay. Instead of walking away, giving your life to him, he's there to mend up your heart and to show you daily. I am the Lord of all. Gotta have faith and not enough to enjoy, and lonely not to mention. I keep praying to God in the midst of my pain, seeing great grace bouncing back again. I'm reminded of one single thing, yeah.
Oh, your tears fall like rain.
Just gotta know it's gonna be okay.
Instead of walking away,
give your life to him.
He's there to
your heart and to show you daily. I am the Lord of all. Gotta have faith and trust. Just to reveal your faith.
Motivation. You listen to this show through Hip Hop National Radio. I'm your host, John Lowe. You just heard Jehovah Reign by DJ Weeds. And the topic of the show is not all heroes wear cape. And we come from Proverbs chapter 22 and verse 1. But I would like to open up with a prayer to God. God, I want to give you the glory for awakening me up this morning. Awaken me up this morning to have the strength to go on the battlefield of life. I pray that you enable me to find the ones that need some encouragement just to get to the next level so that they can receive your blessing you have for them. Send your angels to join me in this battle today. In your son's name, Jesus Christ, amen. I can say the topic of the show that not all heroes wear capes. We're going to come from Proverbs chapter 22 and verse 1. And the scripture reads, a name is to be chosen rather than abundance riches. Favor is better than even silver or gold. And we're talking about a good name for yourself in the sight of God. You know, I discovered when God have a plan for you in life, that doesn't mean you wait on it. That means work on it. You have to be at the destination where God has the blessing at. And you must arrive and be in place to receive what belongs to you. See, if not, you miss your calling. And living with guilt is worse than death. I talk to God a lot with the communication line that we all have with him. And sometimes I have to say to him, sitting here trying to be a man about it, I can't seem to pull it together. This cruel world has suppressed my joy. So, my Father, I need you to give your angels authority to come and see about me. Can't see through these tears of mine. And the one of the light is very dark now. So I need a light in a very dark place. And God said to me, I fought against fear and doubts. Stop being afraid. Vengeance, I will imprison it because he contradicts your potential. Then I was given this opportunity to host the show. I said to myself, I want it to be different than other blog talk radio shows. I want to talk about real pain and real people life. Not the kind you see on television, like the wife of Atlanta, a basketball wife. So I decided to go on Facebook and YouTube, where people post, comment on it. Then I could get a better understanding of the people. And also see who needed the help the most. And I see the kids do. They suffer the most. So I tried to target the young people and to help them not to keep going down the same road and let go all their and to let go all the anger that was implanted in their mind from someone else's pain in their childhood as they was growing up. Now, there have been a couple people on Facebook caught my attention. One is a school teacher. His name is Maurice Jackson. Here's the reason I came up with this name or the topic, not all heroes wear capes. Maurice posted a picture of himself going to work. Looked like he had a bow tie with tennis shoes on, with a backpack on. So sometimes when you run it through the picture on Facebook, you don't really read the subtitle. He looked like I need to read what's going on with this guy. So I started reading, and this what he wrote. He said, "Morning World, the evolution of an educator, yes. I'm a tad bit unorthodox in my approach, but it works. I am able to relate, and therefore they embrace the lesson. Thank you for believing in me." You know, I made a comment back to him. Whenever you believe in somebody else, people believe in you. I just would like to say to the people who hear my voice, it's not about how much love you give, but how much love you put in giving. Yes. We need to change our outlook of this world because things and people are changing. So we need to use an unorthodox approach to change in young people's minds. Also the music what people putting out there. You can teach these kids with your lyrics about history, English, math, social studies. You are a teacher also. You have more responsibility than you realize. I just would like to give awareness to a young man out there, a hip-hop artist, Keith Wallace. This is an upcoming artist, just not rapping, but also not using profanity. Instead, choose not to. Keith Wallace also feeds the homeless and talking to kids in classroom. So we have to reconnect to our spiritual side because if we don't, we will go blind to people's cry for help and become cold-hearted to others. No, these people don't have a superhero power, but they do have a heart of steel and a will that will not surrender, not doing nothing to help. Poor and brokenhearted. Yes. Only if we all could have one power, that power of sacrifice, we can change this world, you and me, but a few can't do it alone. If we lend a hand and pitch in and start being zealous and not jealous, we can have impacts on people's lives to move them to change. I have a couple of heroes on my team. They don't have no superhero power, but they do have a sacrificing spirit and love in their heart to give you their time to bring some enlightenment to your life. And that's with Dr. A.T., our producer, and Brother Ricky Martin, for being a man of his word to help try to bring an end to some of this pain where people can't let go. Things will not change if you just leave it be. Let's wake up, people. There's no time thinking backward. It's time to think ahead. This world ain't what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war, and poverty among all of the poorest people in the hood of America. If we take a little step by little, we can do this together. Mind elevation is the key, what my man said, Keith Wallace. Not all heroes wear capes. And to the teacher, Maurice Jackson, who dressed a little different than the average teacher, who is a tad bit unorthodox with the approach of being an educator, the kids do listen and embrace him. The good we do today may be forgotten tomorrow. The love would impel us to venture to faraway gateways to life unanswered questions. Ask yourself, when was the last time I loved? See, a teacher, a true teacher, is not one who gives you anything. A true teacher is one who makes you aware of what you already have and encourages you to use it. A teacher is not one who tells you anything. A true teacher listens to you, learns from you, and uses what you have to inspire the student, to inspire other students. A teacher recognizes your brilliance and supports you in learning how to nurture it. A true teacher will not do it for you. Instead, it will sit with you as you figure out how to do it for yourself. Now, each time we say, I can't, we dim our inner light. You know, when you realize your own power and stop borrowing light from others, you will have reached the perfect state of self-realization. Discipline cannot be forced upon you. It must be developed. Not all heroes wear capes. Proverbs 22:1, the name is best chosen rather than the abundance of riches. Favor is better than even silver or gold. Talk about a good name for yourself in the eye of God. After these breaks, we'll be right back with the Ministry of Motivation. Listen to this show through Hip Hop National Radio. I'm your host, John Lowe.
Yeah, this is what I'm talking about right here. For real, though. We got to go hard for the Lord, you know? God knows I ain't perfect, but His Son is. Amen. Lord, help us stop being odd and start representing God. Don't judge me, I won't judge you. Love me, and I love you. I'm no one special, Lord, but in your eyes I'm special, see. And changing me from glory to glory, your specialty recipe. I pray you get the best of me. You taking all my worst, Lord. G-O-E, God over everything. Help me put you first, Lord. Prime position, no switching. My mission is vision. Godly love relations, no religion. Rebuke and division. Separate the partition. Lord God, because we are Christians, regardless, we're all the body of Christ. So help us remember who God is.
Lord, I am not me. Help me be a changed man.
Reality, God is the truth. No worthy of the adoration. You wanna idolize me? Pump and break, no hesitation, cause I'm not deserving. Really, man, it doesn't merit you. I wanna make you understand, I hope this is apparent. You gotta put your trust in the Lord and not an artifact. Lord, help us speak the truth in the word. Now that's an art of rap. Lord, I am not me. Help me be a changed man. Help me be who I'm supposed to be for your perfect plan. Lord, I am not me. Help me be a changed man. Help me be who I'm supposed to be for your perfect plan. Lord, I am not me. Help me be a changed man. Help me be who I'm supposed to be for your perfect plan. Lord, I am not me. Help me be a changed man. Help me be who I'm supposed to be for your perfect plan.
Welcome back to the Minister Motivation. You listen to this show through Hip Hop National Radio. I'm your host, John Lowe. You just heard the song, Lord, I'm Not Me, by Brother Anon. And the topic of the show was, not all heroes wear capes. And if anybody out there that online would like to expound on something or share a experience that they went through or would like to give some enlightenment about their life or something they would like to express, your line is open. State your name and where you're calling in from.
John Lowe.
How you doing, Brother Ricky?
It is Brother Ricky. I'm doing fine, Brother John Lowe.
How you doing, sir?
I'm doing great, my man. I'm doing great. Kind of feel sorry that I'm always the first to call in, and I hope y'all will forgive me for that.
No, don't feel sorry, and I'm not going to accept your forgiveness for feeling that
way. Okay. Well, look, man, let me tell you, Brother Jello, man, first of all, big shout-out to your program, man, Hip Hop National Radio, the Ministry of Motivation. Big shout-out to y'all. Y'all doing a great thing. Doing a great thing, buddy. And your listening audience should feel privileged to have a station, a blog and station such as this that's kind of going against the norm a little bit. And I want to really tell you how much I appreciate your efforts and your courage. You spoke about having the courage to go against the norm. And I want to expound on that a little bit here in just a minute. But first of all, I want to tell you that for the past couple of weeks here, in the direction that I thought I was going to use the opportunity that y'all have bestowed upon me, I had another direction I want to go in. But your topic has been on fire. It's been right on point, and it's really going to tie in to what we got to talk about. You know. Radio audience, I am the Brother Ricky, and this radio station has given me the opportunity to expound on the topic at hand, and my intent is to put it in practical reasoning, everything that the brother John Lowe has spoke about, and the title of the night is No Exception. Not all heroes wear capes. Not all heroes wear capes. And before I get too deep in the matter, I want to give a big shout out to the brother that you spoke of, Brother Keith Wallet, for having the courage, being one individual, having the courage to break the mold of expectation of the hip hop nation now. Now, I got to say it again that I love the concept of hip-hop. and we're gonna touch base on that because it's a lot to cover in a matter of short time. But I want to give a big shout out to Keith Wallace, and I want to give a comparison to Keith Wallace to one of the legendary members of hip hop. Legendary. Man had it going on. Had it going on real hard and probably didn't know it because his heart was so big. His heart was so big that he tried to bring everybody with him to his rise to stardom. He tried to bring everybody with him, but he didn't do his homework as opposed to what he was dealing with. And I'm speaking of MC Hammer. MC Hammer was on top of his game, had the world in the palm of his hand. And the reason I can say that is because the artists out there know this. You can be a star in your own neighborhood. You can be a star in your own city. You can be a star in your own state. But you really haven't made it until what we used to call, until you cross over. And when you cross over, that means you cross over into the, excuse my explanation of it all, until you cross over into the white community. When you cross over into the white community, then you have arrived. Because that's where your buzz can start to come in. Got to pay attention, hip-hop artists. Because if you're stuck in your own game and you're stuck in your own world and you're living the fantasy in your own world and you're not concentrating on crossing over, then your potential of reaching greatness will be stifled. So you got to be smart about your game. And I know Dr. AT had this on his show on a regular basis throughout the week. Got to start paying attention on what your art is really about, because I'm going to speak about what your art is in this moment. In comparison, Mr. Keith Wallace, MC Hammer tried to bring everybody with him, but he didn't do his homework in knowing what the upcoming culture of hip-hop was turning into. See, hip-hop initially was an honest, creative art form. It was a movement. It was a cultural movement started in the Eastern States. All right? And then street ministry was part of that culture. And the idea was they would speak about their environment and things they were going to and things of that sort. Like all cultures, my brothers and sisters, there's always an entity that comes in and piggyback off of what you're doing. And that's called a subculture. And the subculture of hip-hop was, and still is, hardcore hip-hop. And that's the, I don't want to call it a problem, but that's something that you really have to kind of contend with, because if you notice, for the past 20, 25 years, what you're seeing on the radio and hearing in the news and seeing on your social media all derive from that subculture of hardcore hip-hop. Now, I'm going to get back to why that is in just a minute. Back to MC Hammer. What happened to him was he started to believe the things that the subculture was saying about him. And they started to down his greatness and his stardom. And he changed his mode. He changed his mode of operation and started to try to act like him. And that's when he started, his downfall started to come into play. Brother Keith Wallace, do what you do. Believe in what you're doing, and don't ever change, because the naysayers and the haters are going to be there because they don't want to break the mold. If you break the mold, then they're going to see you as being somebody different. And they're going to always throw the card in your face. You must think you're better than we are. You got to be careful not to fall for that trap. That is a trap. And it will bring you down, and all that you have worked for and everything that you believe in will be compromised. All right. Let's get on to the art. The art form. Art is, by definition, is a general concept referring to groups of creative disciplines. A general concept referring to groups of creative disciplines. So, here's the problem that I got with the subculture of hip-hop, which is hardcore hip-hop, and you all know what it is, and you all know what they stand for, and the rivalry that the East Coast and the West Coast got into and made it a whole different thing. It got all out of hand. The problem is that we spoke about on this radio station last week about reading between the lines or having a different kind of understanding other than the understanding that you have on the surface. You have to try to understand life beneath the surface. And by example, what I'm talking about is the history that hardcore hip-hop is going to leave behind 300, 400 years from now. Check this out because I'm going to blow you away. It's going to be recognized as a art form, but it's going to be recognized as a dark art because of the spinoff that that concept has brought into society. It's no different than the Dark Ages, the 15th century. It's the same darkness, whereas it hasn't done any real good for society as a whole. So when you put it in comparison, when you put it in a bowl, look at it like this. And here's come the shocker. 300 years from now, hardcore hip-hop, with all this negativity and the belief system that people think that it's supposed to be like this, it's going to be compared to witchcraft, voodoo, and the other dark arts. Because of the people that take these concepts into some kind of reality and act out on it. That's the key. When you act out on something, then you leave a footprint behind on your actions. Moving right along. All right. I got to tell you a story real quick about my son. My son is a 20-year-old man, and haven't had great success with Dr. Seth. One of the reasons being because he is my child, and I am considered to him to be probably one of the heroes that don't wear cape. And that reason being is because that I have a strong belief about how to show respect in the world. Show respect, courtesy, and generosity in the world. So I mentioned to him one day, well, you know, why don't you try this beside when you come down to introducing yourself to the females and things like that. So why don't you tell her how pretty her eyes are, tell her that you like her hair and you like her style, this and the other. And he blew me away with the answer. He said, Dad, he said, if I do that, they might think I'm lame. So my question is to the world today, ladies, is that true? What is it today in today's world being a spinoff of the hip-hop culture? Because you got to know it's true. Music does play a vital part in our society and in our interactive, where we interact in the world. Music does have a strong part in that society. Ladies, my question is, what is it that women are looking for in a man today? What is it? Is chivalry dead? Do you know what chivalry is? By definition, chivalry is a man that is marked with honor, courtesy, and generosity, especially towards women. Is that lame? Has thug life tainted society so much that when you were born from your mom and your dad, did you have any idea what a man's supposed to be? Is that question one of the reasons that women today have a hard time really finding a man? Is that one of the reasons that a man really don't know what a man is? Because of the lyrics in some of these songs? The B word is in every chunk. And you know what I mean. You know where I'm coming from.
So, yeah, I mean you on point.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you, John, because I did want to close my time with that question. Because it appears to me that the hardcore hip hop subculture is basically describing anger and pain, and that pain has turned into chaos for the most part. But I tell you, go ahead, John. I'm sorry.
No, Brother Rick, I just want to say that, man, you read on point, and you explaining yourself real clear and making great points and the things that we need to address in this society dealing with women. And like I said, hip-hop had played a big, major influence in their life that it let men talk about them like so bad, distraced them. They doesn't know what a real conversation is about. And that's what majority women, I can't say all, but in the time of I see the young people out there and I look at the videos of how they express themselves, they fighting, they cursing, they carrying on, they doing things that it just not they just displaying anger with everything they have towards men. They fighting and you brought out a lot of great questions, and I'm glad that you end that with a question to let the young ladies to think out there. You know, I think the biggest problem that we have is that young men don't know how to be a man. And they have listened to a lot of these rappers talk about women, and it reflects back to, you know, they talk about your mother's, you know, in the days when you was young growing up. If anybody can talk about daddy, but once they talk about mama, it was a fight had to take place, and regardless if you're big or small. And now people can talk about your mother, and they do not even care. So chivalry is dead for a lot of people because they don't know what it is. And we got to get back to the respect of a woman, because a woman do so much for a man and go through a lot. To me, once a woman lay down on her deathbed and to birth kids for you, that's the highest receipt from a person. But us men, we don't be there to take care of our responsibility. We leave the women, we leave the women in a struggle, and that needs to stop. It's, you know, like I say, to raise the kids, to go to work, to do all these things, she has to become a man. She has to become hard in life. Sometimes she doesn't know how to accept a good man. And if they used to be in an abusive relationship, fighting, and some people is used to a war zone all the time in their life. And once the war is over, they still fighting. Because mentally, that's what implanted in their mind, you know, is a war going on. They find any reason, anything to fight over. So it's a lot to be said about the young generation, especially the ladies, to be a lady And like I say, you open up a lot of great questions out there for us men and women and for the youth. And I noticed you always target the youth, and that's a great thing, is to try to stop some of this pain with the kids, but not let go, or try to help them to identify with their pain so that they can let it go. But Brother Ricky, I just want to say, man, you're doing a great job on this show and enlightening us. Also me, I'm learning a couple things from you also, Brother Ricky. I want you to know that, and I appreciate all of your work that you put into this show. And I don't want you to think that it go unnoticed. But you can finish your conversation what you was talking about, man.
Well, no, I appreciate you, man, and, you know, the topic, man, the topic speaks for itself. The topic speaks for itself. There's a major challenge. Excuse me. There's a major challenge that we have in life, and the challenge is actually to break away. You know, it would be a shame for a real catastrophe to have to happen in our life in order for us to live, to try to see some kind of change in our life, you know. And a lot of times, like we said last week, we spoke about this last week, you know, our God has a great sense of humor, whereas he gives us all this freedom of choice, freedom of decision, freedom to do, freedom of free will, do everything we want to do in life, and knowing full well, because he knows all that we're going to probably step on our own tail, step on our own foot, and we're going to have to come back to him without me. And hands fold and ask for his help and mercy. I don't know everything, but I guess that's part of the master plan. He is the master. He got my respect. Yeah. He got my attention.
Well, but you, like I said, you made a great point. You know, it's all going to boil down to self-reflection. Now, until you take a journey to self-reflection, it is almost impossible to grow or learn. So we must grow from struggling to searching. Mm-hmm. See, if the hurt just won't go away, although you can't change what happened, you can change your reaction to what happened. Mm-hmm. And that's the point that you're bringing out, that we need to try to change the reaction to what we believe in. And like I say, you know, you're doing a great job, and, you know, you feeding me also to make me, you know, open my eyes a little bit wider to look at the bigger picture. So you strengthen me too. So I just want to let you know that. Dr. Well, A.T., there's anything that you would like to say what Brother Ricky had mentioned or said? Anything you would like to add on to that?
Yeah. I'd like to say a little something. Brother Ricky, he said everything that I can think of. But I'm going to try to figure out, you know, some of the nook and crannies and see if I can fit what he said also in. When you guys were talking about, when you guys were talking about how hip-hop, you know, at times has become more hardcore and, you know, calling the women the B-word and degrading them, you know, nobody ever asked any of these rappers who are doing it, you know, who do they let listen to this stuff? You know, do you let the moms, the sisters, wives, girlfriends, friends that are females? Now, who are the people that buying this? Because for a fact, ain't women going to buy it, because if a female's going to buy it, you know, that don't make any sense. You have somebody calling, you know, females this and that and the other, and you're a female going to buy it? You need to turn to God, because there's something wrong with you. And that's just like, you know, you can't play that in the church. You can't have young ones listen to it. You can't have elders listen to it, because they're going to tell you to cut it off. They're going to break the seed and throw it in your face and tell you to get out of their house. And mm-hmm. Don't come back until you clear up what you had or come back with something decent. And mm-hmm. A lot of the young folks who keep doing this, you know, I try to mentor a lot of them and tell them, hey, don't do this, don't go that. And they say I'm a punk and this and that and the other, fine. I'm being played here on Hip Hop National Radio, which goes all over the world, not just in America, but we've had callers and people submitting the stuff from England, from Canada, mm-hmm. from Africa, from Asia. We have them come from everywhere getting played here. Mm-hmm. And, okay, call me a punk, fine, but I'm going to be that guy being played on the radio. So, fine, call what you want to call. Those same people are still doing the same stuff around the block and not getting nowhere. And that's sad to say, but, you know, I try to extend the olive branch, and when somebody swipes away and thinks that they're better at it, okay, fine. I'm just going to look at it from afar, pray to God, and have you on your merry way. But, you know, that's the scary part about a lot of young folks, that when they do hip-hop, they're crabs in a barrel. You know, one is listening to the other, listening to the other, listening to the other, and it's going around in a complete circle of madness and chaos. He's talking about how bad he is. He over here is talking about how bad he is. Well, I don't know about Brother Ricky or John Lowe, but I'm not going to go spend money to hear what another man thinks about himself and how good he is, because I could spend my money on something else to make myself look better. Because you're going to spend money on somebody else talking about how good they are. You know, what's that say about the people in the crowd? What's their self-esteem or their mental mindset? But that's a little bit of my opinion. But we have a caller here on the board with the area code 502. So I'm going to bring that caller in. Hello, caller. Are you there?
Hey, what's up, man? What's up?
Hey, buddy.
Hey, what's up?
State your name.
It's your boy, Loneliness. I just called in this week, man, to just check your show. Just see what's cracking, man. It's my first time on here, so I'm just checking everything out.
And we're glad that you called in and participated, man. You know what I mean? What you think so far, man? Anything that you heard in particular that grabs your attention?
Well, I mean, I kind of came in late on the subject, so I really didn't, you know, hear the full topic.
No, we're talking about we're talking about this man Keith Wallace. He's an upcoming rapper. He's using non-profanity in his music, and he's teaching kids. He goes to classrooms and mentor to the kids. He's feeding homeless people, and
right.
He's doing great things with his music, and he's not using that hardcore hip hop culture.
Yeah.
Just playing that, you know, he's changing the game to me, because I've been kind of following this young man.
Yeah.
And the things that he's doing. And Dr. AT spoke about something earlier that, you know, will I spend my money on certain hardcore music? No, I would not. But I will spend my money on to support this man, Keith Wallace, for what he's doing out here, giving back to the neighborhood, feeding homeless peoples, and trying to teach the young kids for what they're doing. You know, the title of the show, that not all heroes wear cape.
Right.
You know, you don't have to have superpowers to be a hero. You know, but you do need a sacrificing spirit.
Yeah.
To be able to be a hero for somebody, and that's basically the thing that the outlook, the outline of the story, what we're trying to talk about and reach people. It's all about motivating people.
Yeah. So is this basically Is this like music promotion, or is it just like y'all just talk about different topics every week? Or,
well, it's both. We do music. We promote music also. Or you can upload your MP3 to this radio station. I mean, this blog talk radio show, and you can get your music played. The producer, Dr. AT, the guy just got to speaking. He have his own segment. Which he plays music 7 days a week. But the thing that we ask of you is to keep it clean. We keep the music clean. We try to motivate people, but we play music here 7 days a week.
Now, as far as quality, does it have to be studio quality, or does it How's the quality got to be?
Well, I mean, Dr. AT, you would like to answer that question for this young man?
Yes, the quality could be any kind, but mostly has to be clear enough for us to listen to and put it on the station.
Right, right.
You know, we just worried about the content. If you got cursing in it, we can't play it.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, and that
but
if,
we do.
I was gonna say.
I mean, it's a great thing. I mean, you know, it's a great thing nowadays. You know, since you know everybody's doing the you know the trap music and all the curse words and stuff. You know, that's a good outlook, man. To you know, for young up and coming artists to be really creative and you know get away from the profanity. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know, it's also we have a program. I mean, we also have a segment that come on Monday and Tuesday. That also talk about the inside the industry. What is your work ethic and give you some insight about what the industry is looking for out of an artist. And
right.
Talk about topics and different things. And this program also helps you get on the interviews, man. You're gonna have to talk to the press, and this is one thing that this Blog Talk Radio show could enhance your ability to speak to the public. I recommend this for any upcoming artist. Call in and participate with these shows, and participate with our show. And see what the topic is about, and so that you can give your insight, and so that you can learn some certain things that you need to do with your music.
Okay.
How to get your craft a little bit better. So we offer a lot of things, man. We also have a magazine, man. Hip Hop National have a magazine, man, that you can get featured in. There's a lot that we have to offer, man. But my segment on the Sunday is basically dealing with to motivate people, the ministry of motivation, to help people talk about different topics every Sunday and talk about ordinary people and ordinary pain and the things that we need to look into to address certain situations dealing with kids and stuff. And music
right.
is a big part of our outlook to help the kids and people here. But, yeah, brother, I sure appreciate you calling in, but, you know, you come on every Sunday, man.
All right, man. I got you, man. I appreciate that.
Hey, I got a question for the artist. You go by the name Loneliness?
Yes, man.
Okay, I got a question. Are you interested in submitting your music to get played?
I couldn't hear that. I couldn't hear that question. What did you say?
Are you interested in getting your music submitted to be played here on Hip Hop National?
Hopefully.
Okay. All right. Okay, so I'm going to give you the info. I'm going to. Hey, John.
You got a Facebook?
Oh yeah, we do. Hip Hop. We're Hip Hop National Radio.
Okay. Hip Hop National. Okay.
Yeah, we got a group page, and we also have a magazine page as well. Our group page, we got over 18,000 people, and it's growing. And we got a lot of them always submitting in as well. So I would love to hear your stuff as well. So to any of the listeners here listening tonight, hey, come to our group page, Hip Hop National Radio, and submit your stuff in. You got to remember, it got to be clean, send it through MP3 file. And if you get played, you be let your fans know. Let everybody know.
We'll do. Now, I'm kind of in a hip-hop group, so, you know, I'm kind of going to tell them about it so we can all, you know what I'm saying, get together and really create some good content, you know, material for the show.
We had over 1.7 million people on tune into the show, so we're growing, man.
Yeah.
So we can get the word out there to your new fan base, man. So that's what it's all about, getting some new material, man. You know, the time is changing. The people is breaking the mold of hip hop music right now, man. I would recommend you get on
get on board, man, and change, you know, adapt to the changes that are taking place out there, man. Put some real meaning or lyrics out there, man, with people, you know, put some real meaning behind your words, your stuff these days. And like I say, man, but yeah, man, we would love to get your music, man, and stuff like that. So get with your group and y'all come up with something great, man. Upload your MP3.
Will do.
And like I say, man, I thank you for calling in, man. I really do.
I appreciate that, man. No problem, man. I used to be on a radio show. I don't know if you heard of it. It's called Don't Play Radio. It was called Don't Play Radio.
Oh, Lonely Your Time, I gotta stop you for a second. I can't have you promote another radio station on the station, and that comes from the CEO. That's his rules and not mine.
You said what?
Oh, I can't have you promote another radio station on this station. That's the rules from the CEO. That's not my rules.
I used to be on a radio station, so I can't, like, be on another radio station?
No, you can't say the radio station's name.
You can't say the name.
My bad.
You got copyrights. Well, you know, you can... Yeah, it's like legal issues and stuff like that.
Right? My fault.
And promotion and stuff like that. But that's fine. That's fine. That's okay, man. That's a learning process dealing with, you know, radio and stuff. But, loneliness... I like that concept of a name, man. So it should be some great music behind that.
I mean, I basically came up with it, man. You know, I battle with depression and stuff like that. So, you know, I've always.
What kind of depression? You know, what depression that you battle with?
I can't really explain it like that, but you know, I have like depression, anxiety. You know what I'm saying? And, like, I've had a lot of friends, man, stab me in the back and stuff, man. So I'm out here doing this thing really by myself right now with the music. So that's how I just came up with my nickname, man, you know, loneliness. Mm-hmm. So stuck with it.
I mean, that's the same thing that Brother Ricky was talking about earlier. You might not didn't get a chance to catch that part, what he was talking about MC Hammer. You know, everybody that come up with you can't go with you, man.
Yeah.
There's certain peoples in life that the same thing that Dr. AT said, that everybody's a crab, man. They're feeding off each other. And that's why you need certain peoples or a show like Hip Hop National to really get some good peoples on your team to give you some good insight, man, to advise you, give you advice about what you need to do with your music and to guide you, man.
Right.
And like I say, there's a lot of great people come on this show, man, and give a lot of knowledge out about what you need to do, and somebody, some people that you can really depend on.
Right.
It's looking for your best interest. They take your best interest at heart, and
right.
That's what Hip Hop Nation is all about, man. It's out there to teach the young upcoming artists about legal stuff and things they need to do, and to prepare them mentally for the success. What comes with making it in this industry. You know, all the different things that you need to look out for, different peoples and so-called friends.
Mm-hmm.
You know. So I just understand when you say people let you down, people that you count on to be there for you. And but you say that you got, you know, you got depressed. But I guess I would assume you got a trust issue with people.
I got trust issues, man.
And like I said, man, that's the beginning part. The beginning part of dealing with that is talking about those type of things, man. And to get insight about it, man. You know, like I said, it's not probably it was nothing you done for the way they treated you. It was something on their behalf.
Yeah, I mean, I'm only 23. You know what I'm saying? I'm still young, man. So I got a long road ahead of me, man. So.
Yeah,
That's a lesson for you to learn, man. It's really to distinguish your friends who really out there on your side to help you, man. And like I say, you young, you learning. We all make mistakes. I mean, so you made that mistake. So the next thing you know, to look for them same signs, how those friends treated you. And you may need to change new friends. I always like to get around people that, you know, positive
yeah.
people.
Yeah.
You can't stay around them negative people, man. You know, like I say, it rubs off on you.
Yeah.
Brother Rick, is there anything you would like to tell this young man? He at age of 23. You said you have a son about 20?
I believe Brother Ricky, he dropped off the board.
He dropped off the board. But,
No, I'm still on.
Okay, now I was talking about another host.
Okay.
The guy was on the show. But like I say, man, you know, these are the type of things that you need to deal with in the industry. I mean, especially dealing with big record labels.
Yeah, yeah.
And people out there, manager and promotion manager and different avenues, what you got to deal with people. You got to be able to look through the deceitfulness, what people going to, you know, try to talk to you about. There's a lot of things you need to learn about the industry, man, because they eat you up alive out there. They eat you alive. So that's one thing that I try to tell people is that learn the business. Make music your business. And I think that's the biggest problem where a lot of artists have, unsigned artists, they come into this industry, don't know the business, and get mistreated.
Yeah. Right.
And that also with dealing with people on your team, that you're trying to bring with you in life. But I just noticed that you said that, you know, you got depressed about dealing with friends, you know, doing something to you. So, man, I'm just trying to get you at a point where, you know, don't let that hold you back. Make that your motivation, man. Make that your motivation and change your environment, man. Get around people that got your best interest, man.
Right.
If that means
right.
dealing with older peoples and calling in and listening to people, hey, do that, man. But like I say, man, you know, like I say, we appreciate you calling in and being the first-time caller and participating with the show. But like I say, this Sunday segment is always dealing about really life pains and things that goes on in life. And like I say, my name is John Lowe. I'm the host of the show. I'm kind of new at this myself. But like I say, I'm trying to reach young people like yourself, man. I'm trying to help you through the journey of life to not make so many mistakes. We all make mistakes because ain't nobody perfect. But the thing is, make a mistake where you can come back from, man. Don't make a mistake that's going to take you out of the game. And sometimes, you know, it's meant to be a leader instead of a follower. So, like I say, man, you know, I just want to say, man, you know, work on your craft, man. And like I say, call in and participate more on some of these shows. And we come on Monday and Tuesday. We come on at the same time, 8 o'clock, but they talk about music. And Dr. A.T., the producer. Yeah. And like I say, Dr. A.T., the producer, you know, he deal with music. That's his thing. But still call into the show every Sunday, man, you know, like I say, and learn. You know, it's great people come on here, got a lot of great advice, and I try to give some advice to people to help them along their journey in life. And trust is a big problem. And that's one of my biggest problems is trust, because there's a lot of people that I trusted and broke that. It's hard to tell the difference between a thief and a friend. Now, a thief will steal your possession as you leave them unattended. And friends, you give them your wealth with inside of you, your trust and everything. But they take it to use it for their own benefit to take something from you, man. It can be your job, your girl, or whatever, man. So, you know, it's best to really make discernment about who you're dealing with in life. And like I say, sometimes you got to sit down and just watch and pay attention to a lot of things in life, man.
And that's, you know, that's just some advice that I can give you dealing with your trust issues, man. But right now, I think we came at the end of the show. And I'm going to close out the show with a prayer. God, I rose by the gentle hand of mercy, and you lift my head above death so that I can enjoy life which you installed in my spirit. I just want to give thanks to you for giving me this day of life and giving me another chance to make myself better. And this I pray in your son's name, Jesus Christ. I would just like to say to everybody tonight, good night. Y'all have a great night. And y'all tune in next Sunday. Good night, everybody.
HipHopNational.com.
Thanks for coming along for the ride for another tour through the new music industry on Hip Hop National Radio.
Hip Hop National Radio. Hip Hop. Hip Hop.